Today's sermon is written by Pastor Kaplan. It's from Matthew 13. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In this life, Jesus had a lot of popularity. Some of it was good and some of it was bad. Even today, Jesus is popular throughout the world. Some of that popularity is good, and other of it is bad. Many love to focus in on Jesus' teachings about love, kindness, mercy, and service. His positive popularity tends to soar in this light. However, these were not the teachings that earned Jesus capital punishment on the cross. The culprits for that injustice were his teachings about the kingdom of God, about sin, death, and about God's justice and forgiveness. Talk about these teachings about Jesus in our world today, and the reaction will most likely not be a nice one. But that's not important. Jesus was not out to be popular. He did not come to get sinners to like him. Jesus came to what only he can do. Jesus came to save us from our deadly sin. No matter what we may think of him. Such commitment to salvation is to drive the church and all Christians as well. Nothing is to stand in the way of our proclaiming the gospel. Nothing is to lead us to abandon the gospel of Jesus or to take our focus away from Christ and him crucified. Nothing in the world is worth more than the life-saving message and the glory that comes with it. As St. Paul makes abundantly clear in today's epistle lesson, Jesus left his proper place at the right hand of the Father to win eternal life for us all. Nothing stood in the way of achieving that goal for us. Now, that's not to say that nothing tried to stand in his way. Much did. Jesus faced great opposition in his work of bringing the reign of heaven. Jesus acquired many opponents in his work of salvation. His popularity suffered for it. It was in such a moment of failing positive popularity that Jesus spoke today's parable. Now, crowds were still gathering to hear Jesus, but they understood his teaching less and less. They came more and more infatuated with the Jesus who could heal their sick and raise their dead. They were less interested in the Jesus who spoke about the kingdom of God and for the need for forgiveness. Even so, Jesus continued to speak to them what they needed to hear. In this parable, the weeds, Jesus told the crowds that he himself was the one who was bringing to them the reign of heaven. He is the one who creates sons of the kingdom, true heirs of eternal life. There is no one else anywhere who can do that. This point is emphasized for us as well in today's Old Testament reading. There, God reinforces for his people the fact that he alone is God and that there is no other God besides him. God alone is king, and whoever is an heir of his kingdom shall never be apart from him. He who hears and has ears, let him hear. Hearing Jesus and understanding him was a challenge for his disciples. They needed further explanation from Jesus, and he gave it to them. He clearly identified himself as a sower of the good seed. The field is the world in which we live, and the good seed is the sons of his kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy they sow, them in the world, is the devil. The harvest, well, it's the end of the age. When Jesus returns on the last day, and the reapers of the harvest are Christ's holy angels. That bit of explaining clears up a lot. Within the world that God has created, and that there has been corrupted by the sin, live God's righteous people. Those are made alive in Christ through baptism. Also in the world, is the sons of the devil, those who despise God and reject His Son as Savior. Such a reality creates a tension in the world, especially for those that are sons of God. We have been baptized into Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. We know that there are many about us throughout the world who reject Christ and His redeeming work on the cross. We would much rather have it clear to us who such enemies of Christ are. But the truth is, as Jesus makes clear in the parable, that the sons of the devil's kingdom look just like the sons of God's kingdom. This makes sense when we acknowledge that none of us can look in the hearts of others and know what they truly believe. Because of this, none of us can do the job of separating the weeds from the wheat. That'll be done at the end of age, but not here and not now. In the meantime, we must live in this world as the imperfect place that it is. That means that the believer and the unbeliever will continue to exist side by side, both in a world and in the visible church. That means that there will continue to be hatred toward the church here on earth. That means that there will continue to be division within the church, as there are among people throughout the world. Such a message is not popular. We as the church on earth would love to be able to tell others that we are different from the rest of the world in that regard. We would love to be able to tell and offer to fellow sinners a place that is free from sin, hatred, and hostility. We wish we could present the church in a better light than we know to be true. That would most likely bring people to the church more quickly and make the church more popular. But it would be doing so at the cost of truth, especially as we have it in the parable of the weeds. As we have heard from St. Paul, and as we have seen in our own Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing worth more than the truth of Jesus Christ as the Savior. Nothing is more valuable than trusting that Jesus has paid the sins for the whole world through His perfect suffering and death on the cross, and that because He has risen from the dead, we too shall live forever. The church need not strive for popularity in the world. The church need only to cling to Christ and Him crucified and to proclaim the truth to sinners. Regardless of what comes as a result of that proclamation, we do so because it's true, right, and beneficial of salvation. We can continue to live in this world and life side by side with those who do not believe in Christ and who are sons of the devil's kingdom. We continue to come to this place and hear Jesus' word of forgiveness and to receive His body and blood and bread and wine for the life of our salvation. We shall not be discouraged. Even though it looks like Christianity is not working in this world or in our own lives. And we shall not fear, even if we suffer as Christ did. For we know what He says is true. The end of the age is coming, when He shall return. It is then that Jesus Christ will gather up the believers and unbelievers and send them away from Him for rejecting Him as Savior and choosing themselves as God. And it is then that Jesus will take us who trust Him for our salvation to be with Him forever, where we will shine in the glory like the sun. It is then that we will know peace like never before and forevermore secure in Jesus, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.